Mentioned the Orange County Board of Adjustment is meeting tonight at 7 at the Witted Building in Hillsborough. Also meeting tonight at 7 is the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners, 7 o'clock in the Town Barn. And joining us now on the air is the mayor of Hillsborough, Mr. Tom Stevens. How are you?
I'm doing well today, Aaron. Hope you are, too.
I'm doing all right, in spite of the weather, right?
Indeed.
So we got the meeting coming up tonight. Before we talk about that, the town board met over the weekend to talk about the town's budget, right?
Oh, we did indeed. Busy weekend. We had a very, very good retreat on Saturday, covered a lot of territory. Of course, Hillsborough gets into the budget process a little bit earlier than most local governments. We go through a process of not only having just the whole budget document presented to us, but our staff do a very good job of pulling out, I want to say, 15 or 20 decision points, serious things that we decided to include in the budget. Here are some things that we did not include. And we do a little bit of homework, so we really narrowed it down to maybe five or six, half a dozen things that we need to talk about. And we can talk about those into some depth. It's a very, very tight time for us. We've had that discussion previously. We're not expecting a property tax rate. We're not expecting a change in the water and sewer rates. We are expecting to raise the vehicle fee from $10 to $30, which I think is consistent with what's happening in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, actually. And that will raise about $150,000 additional funds, which we will put towards street repaving. So I think generally our budget looked like it was going pretty good, pretty tight. I think the thing that we walked away with is there's a number of unfunded staff positions, but we would like to just get some additional help for our staff, and we're going to continue to see if we can tweak this and get a few more things in there.
So, one of the things that we talked about before was there's this sort of time lag between approving a development and then getting the development in and starting to generate tax revenue from that development. And in the meantime, the town already has to commit the services to the development before the tax revenue starts coming in from it. And that's sort of the position that we're in right now with some of these. So how far down the road are we anticipating that sort of coming back to equilibrium again?
Well, I'd say we want to give it at least a couple years. And that, of course, there can also be an impact of if there's a downturn in the economy, can have a big impact us on, too. But I would say, two or three years. We do have a three-year financial plan. So we're not just doing a budget for this year, but looking out ahead. We're one of the very few towns that does this, and it's enormously helpful. We have built up over the years a pretty good fund balance. And so every year we've been carving into that. That has also been true for our water and sewer fund, which of course is an enterprise fund for that utility of water and sewer that's paid for out of the fees. We also have a capital improvement fund. So we've been, I want to say, using our savings account every year, and we're projecting we're going to keep dipping into that. It makes us a little nervous when you see your savings go down. But I think we would anticipate that after we get after a three-year period, knocking on wood, we would start being in a position that maybe we could start building our savings up again.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and there is that board meeting coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. That is going to be in the Hillsborough Town Barn on Orange Street. And one of the items on the agenda deals with Collins Ridge, which is another big development down the road. What is going to be discussed tonight?
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that's probably one of the ones that people are most interested in. We are going to be looking at a SUP, or special use permit, for phase one. Occasionally we're still getting an email or a response of saying, well, can we stop this development? And we approved this development a year ago, March, after a year of discussion. So the development was already approved, including the number of units over a year ago. What we're looking at today or tonight is phase one, which is much more about how are the lots lined up, where are the streets going, what is the particular street design, there's a couple issues that are giving the property is, you know, what kind of buffers there's going to be between that and Daniel Boone Village, assuming that one day that might get redeveloped into a commercial area, whether some of the streets for the townhomes are going to be private streets or whether they're going to be town-owned streets. So we have a few issues to work out with this, but we're not changing the number of homes, you know, either expanding or contracting them. It's not whether the development's going to happen or not. It's really what the some of the details about the first phase of the development. The planning board had some very vigorous discussion about that when they discussed it last month. I'm sure we will have some pretty good discussion tonight and have a few things to tweak. So that will be interesting.
So what do you expect the sort of the key decision to be made tonight that people will notice the difference when the development actually goes in?
Well, a couple things. The big thing that people are worried about, and rightly so, is traffic. There are mitigation that the developers need to do on South Churton Street. Just feeling like that road already gets backed up at the intersection of the interstate and going in the historic district. We also know that the DOT was planning widening that road and expanding that road. The simple version would be, well, let's just wait till DOT does what they're going to do. But that would still probably require some changes. So it would mean that we could probably get some widening on that road and some improvements on South Churton Street before the DOT changes come in. It's probably not going to impact tonight, but one of the things that's in the master plan is there has to be two access points into this development before they cross a specific number of homes, and it's something like 400. I think it's a little bit over 400. We are also looking forward at some point as a DOT. It's not really connected to this development, but Orange Grove Road, which will be one of the future access points, will connect to 70, which will also help mitigate the traffic. So traffic is probably the biggest issue. And then there's certainly a concern just about the size and the number of homes and do we have water in. I would say, you know, those are legitimate concerns, but we have plenty of water for this development and even some additional development. That's a concern that people have, but it's not anything that's, I want to say, based on troublesome that we can't manage. The other one is just, are we growing too fast and getting too big? In the long haul, Hillsborough is really slated to be a pretty small town compared to what's going to be happening to our neighbors.
Speaking with Hillsborough.
And actually, that's what I will be talking about that at the, give you a quick preview.
Yeah,
at the State of the Town address on March 27th, I believe it is. Well, it was two weeks on Monday, and that'll be at the same time.
We were just talking about that because Roy Cooper's doing the State of the State tonight. I was like, I wonder, looking at my watch for when the State of the Town was coming up.
Yeah, so it'll be when we would normally be doing our our town workshop meeting. So that'll be 2 weeks from tonight at the Witted Building, 7 o'clock, and certainly invite folks to come in. What I want to spend time talking about is, you know, what's the real picture and our game plan that we have for keeping this, a small town charm and the character of this town that, you know, everyone loves. And that's the real worry, you know. Something's going to happen that's going to take that away. Things will definitely change, but I think we have a good game plan and certainly want to share that with people. So I encourage people to come to the State of the Town on the 27th. And, of course, all of our meetings are open to the public. And so people can, it's a good thing to see how your town government works. And you just want to come and see how the meeting goes tonight. You know, we're not taking public comment on Collins Ridge tonight, or don't expect to, but certainly people, you know, are quite welcome to see what the process is like. And we do have a couple other issues, such as we've got a grant request from Habitat for Humanity about to help them with a project that they're going to be doing in Waterstone for affordable senior housing. We're very excited about that project. And then we have some folks who just need to want to get a permit so they can they want to do a foodless Easter egg hunt and use the park for this. And so those kind of things have to come in. Those special kind of considerations have to come in front of the board as well. So we will also get an update presentation about how the Orange County property tax reevaluation will impact Hillsborough in particular, and our first annual update on our stormwater utility fund. So there'll be a lot of information.
All right. Again, hillsboroughnc.gov is the town's website if you want to find out more information, including the full agenda for tonight's meeting, which again will be at the town barn at 7 p.m. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. And Mayor, before we let you go, what else is coming up in Hillsborough?
What is coming up in Hillsborough? You know, it's we have this sort of dance between winter and spring.
Yeah, we need to get past the dance because we had that really beautiful weather in the middle of February. I want to get back to that.
And a little tiny snow for for an hour.
A little bit of snow.
But so what I'd say is there's always seem to be things going on in Hillsborough. You know, the tours and walks along the Riverwalk. This is St. Patty's Day weekend, so Friday night, and I know a number of the local establishments will be having music and celebrations. And certainly you've got, the games being played as well, and so places to go and watch the game. It's a time when people like to come out in town and hang out at the places there where one hangs out. I know Mystery Brew Pub has expanded their the pub, doubled in the size. They have a kitchen now, and so that's going to be very cool. I think they have the Nemangi Band there. I remember them from years and years ago, and just wonderful. That'll be festive, and there'll be music at other places, but also plenty of places to watch the game. So it's a good weekend, as most weekends are, to come spend it in Hillsborough.
HillsboroughNC.gov or visit HillsboroughNC.com for more information. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.